There were a lot of bad kings in Israel. Even the sons of David, those who followed in his line, most of them were evil. But there was none quite as bad as Manasseh. His father, Hezekiah, had been a great king, one of the very best that Israel ever had. Hezekiah had sought to follow the Lord in everything that he did. But Manasseh, his son, did not walk in his footsteps. Manasseh was nothing like his ancestor David. Manasseh fell and turned away from the Lord and brought great evil into the land of Judah. And our reading for today, Christians, gives us just a small taste of all the evil things that Manasseh had done. It tells us that he rebuilt the high places. These were outdoor temples that the Canaanites used to worship their gods. All kinds of evil things went on at these high places. And Israel had started to use them too, despite God telling them not to. And it had been a problem in Israel for a very long time, even since the days of Solomon. But Hezekiah had destroyed these high places. He had done away with them and purged the evil out of the land, and that was a good and a godly thing for him to do. But Manasseh, his son, brought them right back. He rebuilt them and started to worship the false gods once more. Manasseh also built altars to Baal, who was the chief god among the Canaanites. And he built poles to Asherah, who was a goddess of the Canaanites. And Manasseh also worshiped the stars, the host of heaven, just like the Canaanites were doing, because they regarded the stars as gods. Everything that the Canaanites did, Manasseh was doing it too. But he also took things one step further, because all these things that he had done had been seen in Israel before. It's not like this was something new. But what was new was that he built these altars even within the temple itself, in the very place that God had commanded Solomon to build, in the very place that God had put his name, in the very place that Israel could turn and find the Lord. He built altars to all of these false gods. And the very place that God had promised his name would be, the names of Baal and Asherah were also heard. He had done very great evil in the land of Judah. But just in case we still want to give Manasseh a pass here, just in case we think that maybe it wasn't so bad, the Bible gives us more examples of the evil things that he did. Manasseh offered up his own sons as a sacrifice to Molech, offering up his own children by fire to this false god. Now, why would the Canaanites do such a horrific thing? Well, it was because they wanted a good harvest. They wanted to have a prosperous year. Imagine planting your crops, and to make sure that you were going to have a good harvest, you offered up one of your own children. That's the kind of evil that Manasseh was doing. I don't think I need to say anything more. Manasseh also went to fortune tellers who claimed to be able to see what was going to happen in the future. Manasseh used mediums who claimed to be able to speak to the dead. Manasseh used necromancers who claimed to raise the spirits of the dead in order to ask them questions. All of these things were strictly forbidden by the Lord. They should not have been done. And Manasseh also set up an idol to Asherah right next to the entrance of the temple. You couldn't even go into the temple to meet God without passing right by that abomination. To say that Manasseh did much evil in the eyes of the Lord seems almost like an understatement, doesn't it? Manasseh led Israel into so much sin that they became worse than the Canaanites. The very Canaanites who did so many wicked things were in a better place than they were. And at this point, Christians, I know that we often say that we are all sinners, that we all stand guilty before the Lord. And that's absolutely true. We are all guilty. One sin is enough to condemn us. One sin is enough to bring down God's just judgment upon us. That is absolutely true. But we have not all sinned in the same way. My sins are not the same as your sins. The things I have done are not identical to the things you have done, and nor are they the same in degree. One sin may very well be greater than another. In fact, the person who kills one other person is not the same as the person who kills many. And God himself even makes a distinction between sins. There are some sins that he calls abominations and others that he does not. That doesn't mean that they are somehow good or that they're somehow what we should be doing or anything like that. It's just that there is a difference between sins. And for that reason, one person may be a worse sinner than another. This is why Paul in 1 Timothy can call himself the foremost of sinners. And he's not exaggerating when he says that. He really was the worst because he had persecuted the church of God and had put many Christians to death. His sins were indeed great. Now, saying all of this doesn't mean that we are somehow better than somebody else, or that God loves us more because we haven't done as many things or as bad of things as someone else. We all still stand guilty for our particular sins. But what it does mean is that it is right to say that Manasseh was among the very worst of sinners. There were few like him in terms of the evil that he did. If Paul is the worst sinner of the New Testament, then Manasseh is the worst sinner of the Old. There is no king who was as evil as he. But that leads us to ask the question then, what hope is there for a man like Manasseh? How can a man like him possibly find mercy? Here was a man who built pagan altars within the temple itself. Here is a man who murdered his own sons in the service of a false god. Here is a man who led many to do the same, and he used his rule for great evil in Judah. Is there any hope for a man like him? How can one who is so evil possibly find forgiveness? And Christians, thinking about Manasseh should also lead us to reflect on our own sins. Because we know the things that we have done, the things that no one else knows about, the things that we have done in the dark and they're known only to us. We know the things that we have done, even if we wonder why we did them, even if we wonder what drove us to commit them at that time. They are things that we never seem to be able to forget. And they can lead us to ask the question, is there mercy for a sinner like me? Can I too possibly be saved? Because if ever anyone else in this world knew the things that I have done, they would never forgive me. Why would God be any different? But look at what God did for Manasseh, Christians. Manasseh was taken away into Assyria, and he was thrown into a prison and left in the dark to die in Babylon. It seemed like all hope was gone. But in that moment, Manasseh turned to the Lord. Manasseh came back to God and called on him, which is something that he had not done for many, many years. Manasseh prayed for forgiveness. He prayed that he would be delivered from this distress. He humbled himself before the Lord his God. And God listened, Christians. God answered his prayer. God brought Manasseh back to the land of Israel and put him back on his throne. God forgave him and showed him mercy. Manasseh, who had done so much evil, Manasseh, who had led Israel astray, Manasseh the idolater, Manasseh the murderer, found mercy in the love of God, an unimaginable mercy on that day. Because God is patient, Christians. He is so unbelievably patient. His mercies never come to an end. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he is willing to forgive even the very worst of sinners. Because Manasseh was the worst of all, and yet God showed him mercy. Manasseh repented and found forgiveness in our loving God. Because as God himself says in Ezekiel 18, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?" And if Manasseh was shown mercy, what makes you think that you are any different? If Manasseh can call on the Lord and be saved, what makes you think that you are somehow beyond hope? Are your sins greater than his? If God can show mercy is he not going to show mercy to you? No matter how long it's been, Christians, no matter how black your sins may be, you will find mercy in God. "But I messed up too badly," maybe you want to say. "I screwed up my life, and I can't escape the consequences of my sins. No matter what I've done, I can't get away. It still haunts me to this day. Surely that must mean that I'm somehow worse. Surely that must mean that there is no hope for me." And yes, it is true, Christians, sometimes we do suffer the consequences of our sins. I mean, just look at what happened to Manasseh. Manasseh repented of his sins. He went back and he took away all of his idols. He tore down all of the altars. He commanded Judah to worship the Lord. He did everything that God wanted him to do. His repentance was genuine. But Israel only half listened to him. They continued to worship on those high places, even though Manasseh had told them not to. And other parts of the Bible tell us that because of the sins of Manasseh, Israel was taken away from the land. Manasseh had led them to do idolatry that they never really stopped doing, and it brought down judgment because of it. Manasseh had started something he simply could not stop. And for that reason, he indeed suffered the consequences of his sins. But did God say to him, "You messed up too badly, Manasseh. There's no way I can forgive you. Your evil is just too great. You are beyond hope. It's too late for you to repent." No, he didn't. God heard him, and God answered him. God forgave him those sins. And even though he had to still live with the consequences, even though he could never get away from them, his guilt was taken away. Manasseh was washed clean and set on the way of the Lord. It was not too late for him. And so it is also with you. Though you may suffer the consequences of your sins, though you may have ruined your life by something that you did long ago that you just can't get away from, yet you also will find mercy in the Lord. Because as Paul says in 1 Timothy 1, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. If God can forgive Manasseh, and if God can forgive Paul, he can forgive you too. And he calls for you to come to him, because he can forgive even the very worst of sinners in Jesus Christ, his Son. So do not hesitate. Do not wait or delay another moment. Come to Jesus and you will find full and free forgiveness in him. His blood can wash away even the toughest sin. His blood forgives old sinners. Repent, turn back, return to the Lord your God. Hurry, hurry today to the mercy seat of the Lord. And you will find forgiveness and new life in the blood of the Lamb. Hurry and call on the name of Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me and wash away my sins, because you have come to save sinners like me. Amen.